WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After less, there's suddenly more migrants arriving at border crossings in Brownsville and El Paso, Texas, say border officials. They're coming into camps Mexico's set up in Juarez. Some local businesses say it's hurt them. Others, like a vendor, Joel Ramirez, say the opposite.
I think it does not affect. Business is not affected by anything. Of course, it looks bad, but they are looking for a better future.
Ramirez through a translator to KVIA-TV. More Americans and others who wanted to leave Sudan have aboard a U.S.-arranged caravan of buses from Sudan's capital to a port on the Red Sea, a 500-mile journey. President and Mrs. Biden have arrived at the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner in Washington. Head of that outfit, Tamara Keith.
We are thrilled to see you here, all 2,600 of you, who got all dressed up to celebrate the First Amendment and the Fourth Estate.
It raises money for aspiring journalists. This is ABC News. On the Pope's front burner.
The Ukraine war has been a focus for Pope Francis on his three-day visit to Hungary. He greeted some 2.5 million refugees who fled to Hungary since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And the Pope also met privately with a group from the Russian Orthodox Church that has supported the war.
ABC's Britt Clennett. More have the itch to scram, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Travel demand is beginning to pick up ahead of the busy summer vacation season. That follows a slow winter for all of the airlines. Southwest Airlines says its bookings had turned around by March after a winter travel meltdown cost that company $325 million.
$7.5 million is being paid to a man who spent 16 years in prison for a rape and murder he didn't commit. Jefferson County, Kansas commissioners agreed to the settlement with Floyd Bledsoe. His brother confessed, led officers to her body. Charges against Bledsoe were dismissed. He was released from prison through DNA evidence. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Was it like in a glass, or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy white, actually, that I...
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy was on.
I love bad year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, so, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My head's been flowing. turning cold and lost our home. Maybe I just need time and so I'll be fine. Oh, but the devil always tells you that he's gonna be your best friend. And by the time that you wake up, your soul is already gone. And there's people always asking why you're feeling so down, but you tell them that it's nothing, that you're coming around. Oh, but you look into the mirror, you don't know that it's you. And it's no wonder your heart has been singing. Queen of the art, if
given her a home. But she's given us much more than she'll ever know. And I know one day that she'll pass on, but this home we made, it won't be the same when she's gone. Made for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that you is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you ever had a four-legged friend, made your life a little brighter.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is brand new Eddie Berth right there. I really like that. As the name of the new album is called The Traveling Tin Sandwich. That song was called Moral. Before that, Blues Beat. And Make Music Madison is happening all over the world. Well, Make Music Day is happening all over the world. Make Music Madison is happening here in Madison on June 21st. Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media will be hosting a live venue outside of our brand new studio at 202 State Street from 3 to 6 p.m. on the 21st. Eddie Berth is going to open, Sunspot in the middle. Dana Perry will close the show out, rocker.
Wow, Jimmy, that's a heck of a lineup you got going on there.
It's going to be on the sidewalk. It's going to be really cool. We hope you could stop by and enjoy some great music on the first day of summer. If you're a solo artist, or maybe you own a business, or maybe you have a house that you want to have some live music at, you could be a venue. Go to Make Music Madison. They have all the information you need. There is a deadline coming up. You want to get in that soon. MakeMusicMadison.org.
Hey, we'll have Mary Rose Ekberg in here one more time on May 20th, and she'll be reminding us of some of those deadlines.
She's doing a great job. There's been I saw her on TV in one of the morning shows, Channel 15, talk about Make Music Madison. Plus, there's some TV commercials running for Make Music Madison as well.
You know, I know that they are starting out in Wanakee and Middleton, Make Music Middleton and Make Music Wanakee. So it's spreading, Jimmy.
It's a worldwide event, Rocker. Speaking of worldwide, that's us, Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. Get that the app. Rocker, we had a cancellation for the Devil's Lair tonight. Unfortunately, Leah couldn't make it in.
And we're going to get her back in the Devil's Lair at a different time. But yet tonight, we still do have Chicago keyboardist, singer, composer, and founding member of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band Chicago, Robert Lamb.
Amazing.
We're going to be talking to them. They're coming through Wisconsin, May 9th in Milwaukee, May 10th in La Crosse. And he really some interesting stories.
I don't think the local classic rock station in any of our markets is interviewing Chicago. And here we are, the local music show. We're interviewing Robert Lamb of Chicago.
And I asked him what it was like when Chicago was just a local band down in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. That interview is coming up very shortly. Make Music Madison. Can't wait for that. June 21st. Hope you could join us. Here's the Sandwich Band, the meat in the middle of the bread, Sunspot, and Spend the Night on Max Inc. Radio.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in the murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night on the battlefield where the wounds never healed. We'll see what the worms reveal when I spend the night. I'll spend the night with the gallows pole in my hand, Charonzo bow. I'll sleep in a 6-foot hole and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Oh, oh. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain that we'll spend the night. Oh, we just can't explain that we'll spend the night. No, we just can't explain. So we'll spend the night.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Talking to the Devil, Sweet Delta Dawn on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations in Madison. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by The Ethical Trade Company, goods for a better world. Located in Madison's east side, you can find them online at ethicalco.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Stick around. We got the legendary guy, Robert Lamb, from the band Chicago, coming up in just a moment. Right now, the Civil Engineers and Buenos Aires on Max Inc. Radio.
What I feel all around is a general apathy to the beat of the music inside of me. Here we go now, pick it up. Darling, it's plain to see that together we are stronger.
Still in silence with you. I can taste the melody inside.
Engineers there, Buenos Aires, from the Hashtag album in 2017. Don't forget to check out Molly Fish's brand new bookstore on the just off the square by the Children's Museum, Lake City Books. Go by and support some local business there. All right, stick around. Robert Lamb from Chicago. He is up next. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night, Civic Media.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, WAIL.com. See you on the bus.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
25 or 624. That is Chicago on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rocker, Chicago is just to the south of us. It's not really part of our local music scene, but maybe tonight it is close enough, right?
Chicago is a city, Jimmy, but it's also a band. Chicago has been one of the most important bands since the dawn of rock and roll. Forming in 1967, the band has released nearly 40 albums, countless Billboard hits, and Grammy Awards. And Jimmy, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Chicago is coming through Wisconsin for two shows, May 9th at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee and May 10th at the La Crosse Center. Having released their 38th studio album, Born for This Moment, in 2022, but every band starts out as a local band, and on the phone with us right now to tell us about the band is founding member, songwriter, and keyboardist for the band Chicago. It's Robert Lamb. Robert, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
It's great to hear you, man. It's great to hear you, Rocker, and good to speak with you.
Thanks. And Robert, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with us. But before we talk about your latest album and upcoming tour, tell us a little backstory on what it was like playing in the local band Chicago. Maybe back in the old Chicago Transit Authority days, what was it like creating a new band with a fresh, unique sound?
Well, you know, we were all very young, and we were all really into making new music, really trying to create something fresh, something, you know, that we could actually learn as we were doing. And, you know, it was amazing that the original lineup of the band, we were all equally energetic and curious about music. And that's really what drives this band. We are constantly searching and trying new things. And that's what Chicago, the band, is about.
Now, did the young band Chicago play any of the clubs up in Wisconsin? I know that oftentimes Illinois bands come up through Wisconsin. Have you been in Madison or Milwaukee?
Oh, yeah.
Any good memories of those?
Well, actually, in Milwaukee, we played a club there that it was actually, there were actually two clubs that were across the street from each other in Milwaukee. And the one that we played at, it was a larger club, and they also had, very often they had sort of headliner, like I remember opening the sets with four of the Everly Brothers, who were still working, still touring. Mm. We did play Madison. Madison we played, actually, unfortunately, the night that... Who was it? Who was the soul singer who died in a...
Otis Redding.
Otis Redding, yeah. So we were playing the night that happened.
Wow.
For Otis. So we were, you know, we loved him. We loved his work. And so it was kind of a brokenhearted visit to Madison.
That's a piece of Madison history, right?
No
there.
Doubt. Robert, being from Chicago, I love going down to Chicago. I love eating pizzas and beef. What's your favorite go-to pizza place in Chicago?
I can't remember. I don't really eat pizza very much anymore. That's why I can still do this.
What about the local scene back when you guys were just starting out? In Chicago, what was it like getting gigs in Chicago at that time and getting the word out about the band?
Well, I think we were lucky in that. Well, Chicago is a very, you know, a very music oriented society. There are a lot of places to play, but I think just the sheer reputation that we had already started, that, you know, we were a big band. We were playing a lot of cover stuff with the horns, and you know, the club owners loved it because it would pack people in, and it was, you know, it for us it was a great venue because we could try stuff, you know, and we were probably playing, you know, four or five sets per night, so it gave us a lot of practice time.
Wow. Now, I read that 25 or 624 was actually about what time it was. Tell us a little bit about this song and how it came to be. We just heard it.
Okay. Well, it's really not that exciting of a story, but I'll tell you what it was. So we were already in California. I was crashing with a group of people who had come from Chicago to L.A., and where I was crashing was just up the street from the Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset Strip. Mm-hmm. So we were playing sets, and then there was one night when I came up, it was very late, and the house I was staying in had a piano, and the piano was overlooking all of L.A. From a very high hill, and I just started fooling around with some chords, and I couldn't think of anything to write about. I had the music thing down, but I looked across the room where the piano was, and there was sort of a grandmother's clock on the wall, and I could barely. It was really, really late, and it was really dark. I just looked across the room, and I just was looking, and I saw that the time was 25 minutes or 26 minutes to 4 a.m. So I just threw those lyrics down and built the song around the idea of what I went through emotionally and musically in creating a song. And I had no idea it would remain. That would be the lyrics of that song forever. But I brought it to the next day. I brought it to the rehearsal, and I said, "Hey, check this out!" And everybody loved it. The rest is history, as they say.
That is a great backstory. Well, ironically, my wife found a documentary movie about Chicago out there. It's called The Last Band on Stage, and it made her a new fan of the band. On March 14, 2020, Chicago was the last band playing in the U.S. as COVID lockdowns begin, and The Last Band on Stage tells the incredible story of how the 55-year-old band survived a pandemic that stopped the world in its tracks. Tell us a little bit about being in The Last Band on Stage.
Well, everybody that I know in the music world, and us, we were all experiencing something that we had never experienced before. We didn't know that. We didn't even think that we wouldn't be able to perform. And not only that, we didn't think that we wouldn't be able because our band, our guys live all over the place, so there was no way that we could actually continue to work together, and nobody really kind of expected that to be a little side thing for the pandemic, which was a very serious development in the modern world. So basically, I just went and did what I do. I went home, and within a couple of days, I looked at my piano and I went over and I just started playing it. And I ended up writing most of the songs that are on the most recent album, Born for This Moment. But I worked with my co-writers using a file sharing on computer, and I basically did everything. On all the songs at home, later on mixed it, but it was just a completely foreign and unusual way to work, and really an unusual way to maintain a band.
Well, tell us a little bit about that album, Born for This Moment.
Well, what specifically would you like to know?
Is it written about times from the lockdowns, or were these themes that you had already had for some time, and you were just kind of putting it down with your spare time?
I hadn't really been using my piano at home for a very long time. Fortunately, we've been very, very busy for years, you know, and have, you know, playing 120 dates, traveling, you know, to Europe, to Asia, South America. So, you know, when I was home, I didn't really want to play the piano. I wanted to chill. But as it turned out, I started playing again. I began to kind of rediscover ideas I had that weren't yet songs. I've always been very organized with my songwriting. I'm basically a songwriter. I mean, I'm lucky. I play in a band, but I was just started going through my file folders and, you know, pulling out things that weren't finished or that I didn't think were good enough to finish, and I just kind of rebuilt a lot of song ideas. I called a couple people's that I liked working with, a couple guys from Chicago, and it was a very different experience. But for me as a writer, it was a very fertile experience. You know, I had a lot of time. You know, it was just my wife and myself, and our kids are all spread out, so we didn't really get to see them for a long time. So anyway, it turned out to be, as far as the creative part of my life, very fertile.
Interesting story. Chicago is coming through Wisconsin on May 9th at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee and May 10th at the La Crosse Center. Chicago features several original members and has the longest running horn section in rock and roll. Tell us a little bit about the band you're bringing on tour.
Well, Lee Locknane, Jimmy Panko, and myself are the original founding members of the band. We're playing, our percussionists have been with us for at least a couple of decades. Walfredo de los Reyes and Ramon Islas, both probably first call percussionists. They've been on more records and on more tours than I have. They've played with everybody, and they love the idea of joining with Chicago. And that's the thing that we've noticed, that as we bring new players into the band, it's something that we really don't think about, but very often players that have come into the band, like there's a guitarist who worshipped Terry Kath. And so we have a guy in the band who knows and understands and can do Terry Kath stuff if necessary.
Well, that is a great story. I can't wait to see the band. Robert, thank you so much for chatting with us on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
And let's hear another classic from your catalog. This is Saturday at the Park. And can you tell us anything about this song before we listen?
Oh, it's just a song that was a result of some video that I shot when we were recording, I don't know which album, probably the fifth album. We were recording in New York, and I shot some video of what was going on in Central Park during the summer. And so I basically just wrote a song and used the lyrics describing what I was looking at in the film. So that was Saturday in the Park.
And here's that song right now, Saturday in the Park. It's Chicago on Max Inc. Radio.
Saturday in the park, I think it was the fall.
Yes, we do have availability. Those dates for how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property?
She needs an assistant to catch the bookings bouquets.
249 guests, huh? Oh, and three dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC